Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Yuma, daf Nun Gimel, and we are in the last parak here of Maseches Yuma. We started discussing the issur of eating and drinking and the tziruf of eating and drinking, and we started to discuss different opinions, different days. Where do you see that shtiya is bechlal achila? Right, so we had a couple of days on yesterday's daf. We started talking about the issur of achilas dam, because the Torah uses the lashon of eating blood, even though blood is a liquid. We spoke about eating wine, even though wine is a liquid. That was for by Maaser Sheni. And then the third makar that we just brought was regarding Hilchos Shvuos, where the Mishnah says in Shvuos, regarding somebody swears they're not going to eat, and then they drink. That's also included in the Isser, that Shtia Bichlal Achila. That was number three. So number four is also relating to Hilchos Shvuos. Rabbi Chananya, what's what we're up there? Rabbi Chananya, Mishim Rabbi Pinchas, Rav Rabbi Pinchas, Shamal Amenada, he learned it from the following, where the Mishnah says, Shvua, this is also the Mishnah in the third parak of Shvuas, which is all about Shvuas Bitui. We know there are different types of Shvuas. You know, maybe we'll just look at that for a second, the Rambam Hafla. The Rambam discusses the different types of shvuos that we have. Again, there are the three types of shvuos that Bez Din obligates somebody to make. That's the shvuas mod b'miksas, shvuas eid echad, and shvuas hashomrim. Well, those are discussed in Toin v'Nitan. But the shvuos that a person himself can make, right, and just decide themselves to make a shvua, so that's in Hilchos Shvuos, right? There's shvuas that Beis Din is mechayev you to take, that's in Toin v'Nitan, and then there's the shvuas that a person decides to take themselves, and that's in Hilchos Shvuos. Right, so the Rambam starts off by saying, Arba mine shvuos, saying, there are four types of shvuas. Shvuas bitui, those are the ones that we are talking about right now. Shvuas bitui, shvuas hashav, shvuas hapikadun, and shvuas ha'edus. Right, those are the four shvuas that a person chooses to take. Shvuas bitui, says the Rambam, Hushnera batara, o nefesh kisi shavala vatebis fasayim lahara oleitiv. I swear about doing something. Lahara oleitiv, something negative against will be bad for me or something good for me. And that itself, shvuas bitui is nechalak la'arba chalakim. Right? I swear I will eat a hamburger. I swear I won't eat a hamburger. I swear I ate a hamburger. I swear I didn't eat a hamburger. That's shvuas bitui. Right, to lahaba, to lashavar, to good and to bad, so to speak. So those are the shvuas bitui. Vein shvuas bitui nohagas al bedvarim sheefshar lo lasosan. Bein lahaba, bein lashavar. It has to be something that I'm able to do, something that is possible. So that's shvuas bitui. Shvuas shav is also split up into four. Shvuas bitui is four. I will, I won't, I did, I didn't. That's shvuas bitui. Bitui means expression. Levate bisvasayim. Shvuas shav is also split up into four. The Rambam says shvuas shav is nishpa. What are the? It's a false shvua. What's a shvuas shav? Nishpa achash nishpa al davar hayodua she'ein okein. I swear a tree is a rock. I swear as a rock is a table. That's number one shvuas shav. Number two, I swear on something that is obvious. I swear that al davar yadua she'ein something la adam shukein. Al nishbal shamayim shu shamayim. I swear a table is a table. I swear the rock is a rock. I swear the heavens are heavens. That's useless shvua. So shav is, lie, false or useless or levatel as a mitzvah. Number three, I swear I'm not going to wear tefillin today. Right? That's useless because it's meaningless because I'm already mushba v'yomid from our Sinai and nishba to do something that is impossible. Dover she'im bo koach laso. Swear you're not going to sleep for 5 days straight. I'm not going to eat for 3 weeks, right? All of those also are, those are all shvuas shavs. So shvuas bitui, shvuas shav, shvuas hapikadon, and shvuas ha'edus. Those two are dinim daraisa. Shvuas ha'edus, I swear I don't know testimony about somebody and I would give them financial gain if I would give the testimony, and I don't. And shvuas hapikadon is something that I have something of somebody's. Either I stole it or I found it or I borrowed it, whatever it is, and I swear that I don't have it. And then it's found out that I do have it. So those are the four shvuos in Hilchos Shvuos. So we have the three shvuos in Hilchos Toin v'Nitan, shvuos that Beza will be mechayev you, and they have the four shvuos that I can choose to take, shvuos hashav, shvuos bitui, shvuos shav, shvuos habikadon, and shvuos edus. So our Gemara now was quoting from shvua, for the examples of shvuos bitui, shvuos bitui. So says the Gemara, let's read it again. So, Rabbi Pinchas Shavala Menada. Shvua Shlo Ochel, I swear I won't eat. Va'achal Ochel Shedibuyin Lachila, Vishasamashke Shedibuyin Lashkia. And then I eat and drink things that are kimat inedible. Ain't a ruin Lachila, ain't a ruin Lashkia Potter. And I'm Potter because I assume that when I say I will or won't eat, I'm assuming that it has to do with things that are edible, that are ra'ui. So we're medayek that only what's excluded, right? If I said I won't eat, and then included in that is mashkin shenirin l'shtia. So mebnei shashasa mashkin shenirin l'shtia. So I'm only putter because I drank mashkin that are not roy to drink. Aval im achal ochlen shenirin l'achila. Shasa mashkin shenirin l'shtia chayiv. Mashba, though, that drinking, if I drank things that are would be roy l'shtia, you would be chayiv. Lo shvua shalo ochel amar. But he only says, I'm not going to eat. He only swore I'm not going to eat. Right? So if somebody swears, I swear I'm not going to eat, the Mishnah's mashba, that if I drank something, I'd violate. So that's again, another raya. That's mashba. Shtia is bechlal achila. Isn't this a raya? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Nicha kemastis and danan amrin shvua shalo ochel. If that's the version of the Mishnah that you have, that the Mishnah says shvua shalo ochel, then fine. I understand. That's a raya. But not everybody has that girsa. Karebi, Rebbe's girsa in the Mishnah, do amar shvua shalo ochel v'shalo eshta. He has shalo eshta also in the Mishnah, so going to him, it wouldn't be a riot, because he said explicitly shalo eshta, period. Shvuas and nedarim in general are an area of halacha where a Jew has the power to create a mitzvah and an avera. Right? If I say, I swear I'm going to drink something today, so I have a mitzvah to do that. That reflects an unbelievable power that the Jew has to be able to, just like there's an isser to eat pig, there's an isser to eat something that I swore I'm not going to eat. Right? I'm mushbav yomei mehar Sinai about pig. I'm mushbav yomei mehar Sinai about the halachas of nedarim and shvuas, and that's when one has that power. We mentioned often the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's thought in the beginning of Parshas Matos, where Moshe Rabbeinu there about hilchos nedarim. Right, that's the context of Nedarim, where the Rashi quotes there, the Parsha of Nedarim starts off with Zeh HaDavar Shetziv Al Hashem. Zeh HaDavar. So Rashi quotes there that all other Nevi'im, all other prophets, their Nevuah was Ko Amar Hashem. So says Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu has Zeh HaDavar. This. As Rabbi Yaakov points out, Zeh in Chazal always means clarity and you can point to it. Rabbeinu Zeh Soer Moreh. The parents point to the sun. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, you point to the moon. Zeh Maisa Menorah, right? The menorah, you can point to it, because Zeh is always clarity. Ko is not, it's a different level of nevuah. As Yaakov explains, based on Chazal, all other Nevi'im, they were given a vision, and then they interpret the vision and verbalize what they saw with their own words. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do that. Moshe Rabbeinu had explicit, divine, as much as a human can get, clarity, and Hashem dictated, Zeh HaDavar. That's how there are stories in Navi, that if there are two Nevi'im that gave over the same Nevuah, the exact same words, you know they're Nevi'i Sheker. Because it can't be. Can't be two that say the exact same words, telling over the story. So only Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemasar Lanu as HaTorah, but Zeh HaDavar Mamish, Ke Kabbalaso, Beli Eze Hishtatfos, Mishi Yusu Apratis. He does not have any personal involvement. So that is Zeh HaDavar versus Ko Amar Hashem. So what does that have to do with us? Next paragraph. Hinei says Rabbi Yaakov, Miparshas Nedarim Anu Roim. From Nedarim we learn, Nedarim and Shvuas, I'd add, we learn that a person can, Yesh Bekocho Litzar Ulachadesh Mitzvahs, the Averas Chadashos. I could create a mitzvah and an Avera. Shem Adam Nishpa Shvuas Shal Yochal Kikarzu, Arizim Mitzuva Lochla, Farizim Mitzvahs Asekim Achilas Matzah. I'm not going to eat this. That is usher, like chazer. If I mock to something, it's usher. So, dafke in this context, Parshas Nedarim and Parshas Shvuas reflects that I could create my own mitzvahs. So you might think Moshe Rabbeinu added on a couple, took away a couple. That's why dafke in this context of Nedarim, that's where the Torah teaches us Moshe Rabbeinu said exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Zeh HaDavar. Lefichach hayaola al daiteinu. Shegam betorah, not lechelik meishi yuto shel Moshe. Lefichach bazeh amakom here, hidgisha haTorah va'amar zeh HaDavar. Right, zeh HaDavar is different. This could also maybe answer the question, the great kasha of the Menachas Chinuch, that he says, this has bothered me for years. Right, and many achronim since the Menachas Chinuch have tried to answer. Menachas Chinuch says, there's an iser daraisa not to listen to a Navi. And if I listen to a Navi, I'm Chayim Misa. If I don't listen to a Navi tells me to do something, and it's a proven Navi, I'm Chai Misa, but I don't listen to the Navi. So every time we violate the Torah, we should be Chai Misa. Anything, because Moshe Rabbeinu told us the Torah. So we're violating the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the difference? So Achronim say, no, there's a difference between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevuah is for a Sha'ah, for a moment, there's a specific time. Torah Moshe is a different category. That's the Zehadavar category. And therefore, that's not included in the Isser of not listening to a Navi, because there Moshe Rabbeinu is not acting like a Navi in the same way. Okay, so that's all. Try number four. To prove Shtia and is Bechal Achila. So now we get to the next one, number five. Rabbi Chinen Hashem Alam Adam, Ha'ochel V'Shoseb Helam Echad, Eino Chayv Alachas. Our Mishnah says, if I eat and drink on Yom Kippur in one Helam, I'm Chayv one. So doesn't that show that Shtia is Bechal Achila? It's not two separate Isurim. It's good. That one seems to be accepted. It's not rejected, but we go to another one. Rabbi Abba Mari Shamala Ben Adah. Lo Achalti V'Oni. Avider Maisris. At the end of every couple of years, we go to the Beis HaMikdash and we say, Lo Achalti V'Oni Mimenu. I didn't eat Maisris Sheni Ba'oni. Ba'oni means in a state of Aninus, right? Aninus Daraisa is by Maisris Sheni. Aninus Stam Aninus, what we call Onain today. So that's, according to most, some of it might be Daraisa, some of it will be Darabanan. But the vidui that we say is lo achalti. I didn't eat ba'aninus. So the Gemara says elo shasisi. What is that mashma that you did drink ba'aninus? No, obviously it includes both. Somebody says I didn't eat at me. I didn't drink any ma'aser sheni wine either. Ba'aninus. So isn't that what it means? So again, it is included in that. Says the Gemara. We're going to go with the carbon eidus girsa here. Ad kedun. Fine, all these six rayas, some of them were accepted, some of them weren't. Ad kedun, this all works, kisha amar shvua shalo ochel v'shasa. If somebody swears that they're not going to eat, and they drank. Meaning, shtia bichlal achila. That's what we've said up until now. What about the opposite? Baram shvua shalo eshtev yachal. What about the opposite? I swear I'm not going to drink, and then I eat. Is that also? So Gemara says, no. Shtia bichlal achila, in achila bichlal shtia. There's a difference. If somebody says, you know, let's go out to eat, you can assume they're going to get a drink also. If somebody says, let's go out for drinks, it could be they're just going to get drinks, right? Drinking is a more limited phrase. You know, much of Hilchos Nedarim and Shavuos also has to do with Dibur Torah Kol Hashem Bnei Adam. This, our discussion here sounds more like a halachic definition, right? Achila and Shtia, because we're talking about Din and Daraisa. Shtia b'chal achila and not achila b'chal shtia. But in general, that's the Gemara ends off here, that they only go, you only see it in one direction. Once we're on the topic, the Gemara says, okay, let's try another source, even though we seem to have our Mishnah as a good source. Number seven, v'is deboy mishma'ine min hada. Some learn it from the following. Lo suchal. Here's the pasuk. I think we alluded to it yesterday. Eight mitzvos learned out from this one pasuk. I think, going out on a limb here, right, it's the only one of the Torah. That we have eight mitzvahs learned out from one pasuk. Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that we have here, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, in Dvarim. Lo sucha lecha, the whole pasuk is lo sucha lecha b'sharecha, you cannot eat in your gates, meaning outside of Yerushalayim. You can't eat all these things. And every one of these things is counted as a separate lo sasei. Masa tegancha, tiroshcha, yitzarecha, v'chorz pekarcha, v'chulu. So the Gemara Darshins, we'll look at some of those soon. Let's first read the Gemara. Tiroshcha was the first, one of the early ones on the list. Tiroshcha, that means wine, right? You can't eat. Lo suchal. You can't eat your Maaser Sheni wine. Zayayin. Yitzarecha, your oil. Zusicha. Isn't that smearing? Vatara karas also achila. So the Torah calls it achila. So you see that shti is bechal achila. This makar, though, teaches you even more than that. Not just shti is bechal achila, but sicha, because what do you do with oil? You don't drink oil, right? That's Gemara in the sixth parak in brachas. If you drink oil, you don't say a bracha of bari priya shahakol or bari priya eitz, because it's mazik. The Rambam says you say shahakol there, but Rashi says you don't make a bracha, it's mazik you. But, so Gemara says, how do you make a bracha on oil? Okay. But you see, so it must be about sicha. So the Gemara says, this is source number, seven. So we continue. The Gemara says, "Veinu mechuvar." This is not exactly a clear-cut makar to say that even sicha, even smearing, is exactly like drinking or eating. So that can't be. Im tamar mechuvar, because if you say it's a clear-cut source, You should say that if you smear yourself with Meiser Sheni oil outside of Yerushalayim, you should get Malkus, if it's included in this pasuk. Lo sucha, it's a pasuk with a lo sase. So you can't say that it's exactly, you know, explicit, or else you would get Malkus, right, the Karban Eda. Imkein ha-shosev ha-sachutz lachoma yilke balav, de lo suchal. And we know that's not true. So therefore, it can't be an such a beferish makar that we would take it as a lo sase. Once we're on the topic of Meiser Sheni eating and drinking, Meiser Sheni outside the walls, so we have a little discussion related to that more. Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. Ein lokin chutz lachoma, ela Meiser Sheni tohar shenichras Yerushalayim v'yatsa. Right, the Rav Yossi Ben Chanina says, you only get Malkus for Meiser Sheni outside the wall by eating Meiser Sheni. Number one, it's tohar. If it's Meiser Sheni tummy, you're not going to get Malkus because it's not roy to eat inside. Similar to like a shchutei chutz type of halacha. Shchutei chutz, you're only going to get bichayev for a karban that was roy to be bifnim. Right? We discussed that in this besechta. Right? When are you chayev for even the seir bachutz, only if it could have been roy to lehikari bifnim. So it has to be tar, number one. And number two, it had to have been in Yerushalayim and then taken out. If you just have your Meiser Sheni fruit that you're bringing from outside Yerushalayim and you're on your way and then you eat it, you're not going to get Malkus. Malkus is only once it was in. Until it was in, shenichlal Yerushalayim v'yatsa. Only once it was in already. Stop there for a moment. The next 10-12 lines we already had recently, so we're going to read that in a minute. But first, to note, so the Sefer HaChinuch, that's the easier way to see that it's all written, all learned that from one pasuk. Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah tough mem beis through tough mem tes. Right, 8 mitzvahs are all learned from that one pasuk. Right, the isra of eating wheat, Meiser Sheni wheat out of Yerushalayim. That's tough mem beis. That's the first word. Osuchal lechol bisharecha, right? Was the first word. Masar degancha. Number two is tiroshcha, right? That's the isra of eating Meiser Sheni wine out of Yerushalayim, drinking. Number three, tough mem dalet. Now let it eat Meiser Sheni oil outside of Yerushalayim. And then he quotes on that one, v'shir achilas Hashem. I'll just read this chinuch. V'yavo bishu mashke, and even though it's liquid, la achiluhu omed lechol bnei adam. It's for eating. And even though we know there are some Arabs out there that drink oil, we don't assume that's halachically valid. And next, tough mem hey, you're not allowed to eat bechor, the carbon bechor outside of Yerushalayim. That's learned out from bechora, right? Bechora is bekarcha, right? And then next, not to eat the meat of a chatas and an asham outside of Yerushalayim. That's the Misorah, the Torah Shel Peh, learned out from Bekarcha Vitzonecha. Lo ba'akaz ve'alocha, chaz v'asham, chutz l'chalayim. Tof mem zayin, not to eat the meat of a carbon ola outside of Yerushalayim. Tof mem ches, not to eat any kachay kalim outside before Zrikas Adam. Tof mem tes, not to eat bikurim. Right, that's the last one. Trumas yodecha, not to eat bikurim outside of Yerushalayim. Even kohanim, right, who are allowed to eat bikurim. So that's our amazing 8 different mitzvahs that are learned out from that one pasuk. Okay, maybe we'll talk more about that if there's time. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, uminayin she'ena mechuver. Again, once we're on this topic of outside of sicha and shtia, so uminayin she'ena mechuver. What's this question that we're not sure what is mechuver? Is mechuver whether sicha is mamish kishtia? Kada datani from the following. Again, we just had this a couple of daf ago. B'Shabbos bein sicha shi shaltana bein sicha shi shaltanig mutter. On Shabbos, all smearing, all anointing for liquid oil is going to be allowed. Remember what was the chiddush of this? Even though there's some type of refuah is also drabbanan on Shabbos, and some you might be doing this mishum refuah, but healthy people also smear with oil, so therefore it's not going to be included in the issur of refuah. B'yom Kippurim bein sichas shi shaltana bein sichas shenishol tanig aser. Yom Kippur is the opposite. Shabbos all sichas mutter. Yom Kippur all sichas aser. Even sicha that is not shaltainug. B'tisha b'av b'tanis sibur tisha b'av on the public fast days. Then it depends. Sicha shishol tainig aser, shenishol tainig mutter. Sicha that is for pleasure purposes is aser. If it's not for pleasure purposes, it is mutter. Again, this is a chilik of sicha, even though we know that all shtia, you can't drink even not for pleasure on Tisha B'Av. Right, so you see from here that sicha and shtia are not exactly the same, because on Tisha B'Av, Matanit Sibur, some sicha is mutter, and there's no drinking that's mutter. So sicha is not exactly kishtiyah. Says the Gemara, but don't we have a brisa of atani shavis sicha lishtiyah? Don't we have a brisa that they are the same? No, they're only the same for certain halachas and not for others. Le'isser, they're for the isser. Let's say for the isser of eating, for a non-kohen eating truma, or a non-kohen, drinking or smearing. So le'isser v'le'tashlumin. So regarding the isser of a non-kohen drinking or smearing, then it's equal. Le'tashlumin, what's that to pay? If a non-kohen eats or drinks or smears with truma oil or truma food, then we know that's a bishogig, then they have to pay for it. Right? If I eat truma by accident, I have to pay the kohen, chulam mesukanim. Avol onesh, but not for the punishment, meaning it's not included beferish in the iser of v'lo yichalalu. B'yom HaKippurim, l'iser avol onesh. In Yom Kippur, it's usser. All these things are usser to do, but it's not, you're not going to get the onesh, right, of karis. Says the Gemara, v'atani v'lo yichalalu, l'avias asach v'zashoseh, but didn't we learn in the Brisa, v'lo yichalalu, you shall not desecrate. It includes that a zor should not desecrate truma. That includes drinking or smearing. So again, we had this just a few days ago, and we had two answers to this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, less kan sach. Rabbi Yochanan says, take out the word sach. It's a faulty, unauthoritative brisa. Take out the word sach, says Rabbi Yochanan, right? Because sach is not included. It's not included in the daraisa. Amar Rav Mari, Rav Mari says, you can't take out the word sach. In less kan sach, less kan chose. If you take out the word sach, well, what's left in that brisa? What's included in Pasuk Vayichalalu? You can't drink? You can't drink truma liquid? That can't be. We learned that out from the Pasuk of eating truma. Dal kein, without this, davar shubah mishnei lav and mistarif. You're telling me drinking is only learned from this lav? And the other lav of eating truma, it's not included in? But then eating and drinking are two separate isurim. But we know that they're mistarif. They combine for the shir. Drinking and eating truma. So you can't say that drinking is learned out from a different pasuk than eating. And if you're going to take drinking out from this pasuk, and you took sach out from the pasuk, there's nothing left. So therefore, we reject that suggestion of Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara finishes off. Again, we just had this 3 days ago. Minayin shu mechuver ba'aseh. So how do we know then that if it's not included in the lo saseh, at least, meaning smearing with truma if you're not a kohen, or with ma'aser sheni oil outside of Yerushalayim. So if we know that it's not included in the los ase, how do we know it's included in the ase? Mechuvar. It is clear that it is included at least in the iser ase. Rav Elazar ben Rav Simai from the following. Part of the vidui that we said before was, lo nasati mimenu lemeis. I didn't give any of this, this item that has kedusha, ma'aser sheni oil, I didn't give that to a dead body. So ma'anan kayamim, what kind of usage would you give this to a dead body? Im lahavi lo'aron v'tachrichin, what? Meiser sheni money you didn't use to buy shrouds or a coffin? Obviously that you didn't do that. Why? Tavar shu'aser l'chai, l'chai u'aser l'koshkin l'meis. You're not allowed to use meiser sheni to buy clothing for a live person. So that can't be what you're saying here. I didn't use it for somebody dead. Mashma, you used it for somebody alive. You can't do that either. So it can't be talking about clothing. So what must it be talking about? Something that you're not allowed to do for a dead person, but you're allowed to do to a live person. What is some an action that, an activity that you're allowed to do to a live person and also to a dead person? That's smearing. Meaning you're allowed to smear ma'aser sheni oil on someone in Yerushalayim. Right? But outside of Yerushalayim, it would not be allowed. So that's where you learn it out from the, it's an iser aseh. This is what I did. And this is what I didn't do. Right? So it's not a separate los aseh that would be included. Okay, back to Yom Kippur. So we know that there is an Isser to eat and to drink and to all the other Inuyim or Machlokas, whether that's Daraisa or Drabanan. But at least the eating and the drinking on Yom Kippur is for sure Daraisa with an Isser Karis. So what's the source for that? So the Gemara says, Azhara Lomaleches, and also Isser Malacha. Right, we know there are two major Isurim on Yom Kippur which are not Mitztarif, we saw in the Mishnah. Isser Malacha on Yom Kippur, and Inui on Yom Kippur. Those are the two things you're not allowed to do. You can't eat and drink, and the other Inuyim, and you're not allowed to do Malacha. So the Gemara is now going to go through the sources for that. Azhara l'maleches hayom, the Azhara, the Isser, for doing Malacha during the day, ka Malacha lo sasu. Onesh, v'avad yasa nefeshahi. So you know the Azhara and the Onesh. Azhara l'inui hayom, how do you know the Azhara for afflicting yourself during the day? You call it nefesh, asher lo suneh. Onesh, what about the Onesh v'nichrasa nefeshahi? So we're filled up. We have the Azhara and the Onesh for Isser Malacha and for Inui for the daytime of Yom Kippur. Azhara, we'll get, let's just continue first. Azhara la Malachas Laila Leskan, Onesh Leskan. But the Azhara, the Isser of Malacha at night, we don't find, or the Onesh. Azhara va'onesh li'inui ha'layla leskziv. But it's not beferish. Right? It's not beferish. Says the Karbona Eda, right? Onesh leskan l'malechas ha'layla. Actually, it doesn't add. Who is the Rav Chaim Kanievsky? Azhara l'malechas ha'layla leskan. Lo shamanu ela azhara l'isr malacha bayom. V'lo lo yom kippurim. Right? We don't find in Isser for the night of Yom Kippur. V'chein onesh lo shamanu ela l'yom. Umiyu, he quotes in the Gemara, in the Bavli, Hey pa'amim nishne bikra. He quotes that there is extra words that the Bavli does have it. But this day of the Gemara says we don't have explicitly the Isser at night. Reb Shimon ben Lakish ba'i ma havilei. Actually, let's wait before we reach Lakish. The Rishonim, the Tosis Yishonim here, the same Gemara appears in the Bavli. Tosis Yishonim wonders why in the world would you need a separate makar to teach me that there's an Isser to do malacha during the day of Yom Kippur and the night before Yom Kippur, or the Inui. All halachas apply day and night, like Shabbos. You need a separate makar to teach me that Shabbos starts at night? You know, Vayer Vayvoker. So Tosfos Yeshanim just leaves it. He does not answer it. He just has that comment. Pei Aleph from an Aleph, says Tosfos Yeshanim. Lo Yadana. So we just quoted that the Bavli has a makar. But he, and the Bishamah doesn't even have a makar, but he just says, Lo Yadana, I be'inan b'chol duchta onesh diyamama v'layla b'malacha kigon Shabbosas yomim tovim b'chol shamoid. I'm not sure. Like, you need a makar each time? Right, so some of the Mefarshim, the Tosas Arash, right there, Pei Aleph says, yeah, well, usually you don't. What do you mean, day and night? It's one halachic day. But here it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So maybe that's why, says the Tosfos HaRosh, right here on Daf Pei Aleph, maybe that's why you need a separate makar for the night. Mishum tahacha ksiv be'etzem hayom hazeh, itzra kralo onesh layla tfei mishabasas yom tovim. One suggestion. Or the Gvura Sari, the Shagas Aryeh, here in his commentary on Yuma. So he quotes this, he quotes the exact Lashon of the Tosas Yishanim without quoting the Tosas Yishanim. So I'm guessing he's quoting the Tosas Yishanim, unless he was just making up the same sentence and he got the exact Lashon. But he says, V'li Efshar, he says, Yav agav de b'shar yamim tovim b'shar basa lo tzarech asar v'onesh delayla b'fnei atzmo tegam alayla b'chal yom. No, but here, Tala Rachmana Inui, the Isser Malacha, Yom Kippur, Machmas Kaparas Hayom, right? It's all totally on the Kapara of Yom Kippur. The Kapara of Yom Kippur comes during the day. The Kapara of Yom Kippur. Kivan Te'ein Leil Yom Kippur Mechaper Ela Hayom Bilvad, quotes a Gemara in Shavuos. So I would have thought then that the other halachas also. So again, it's a special day by Yom Kippur why I might have thought that you need a separate makar for Laila. Okay. Reb Shimon Lakish by Reb Shimon Lakish, boy, he brought up the following discussion. Here, boy, just means he brought up the following discussion. Remember, we've said the Torah doesn't say anywhere, don't eat on Yom Kippur. The Torah says, afflict yourself. So Reb Shimon Lakish is saying, well, what could the Gemara have said? Mahavilei, lemei marbe. Well, what else could we have said to make it clearer that we just had like all makoros earlier, like inui means eating? So what should the Gemara have said? Lemei marbe lo seune. The Torah should have said, don't afflict yourself. Then it would have been the opposite. Ela lo tochal. What? Don't eat? The Gemara should have said, the Torah should have said. But what do you mean? Kol achilas shabator kezayis kan bekosev kekoseves. But here we know that the shear of eating for Yom Kippur is different. So the Torah can't say don't eat, because then I would have thought it's the regular shear of kezayis. Right? Just like all other, shear of eating in the Torah. So it couldn't have said don't Teuneh, because then we would have thought the opposite. Okay, you have to eat. We couldn't have said don't eat, because then I would have thought it's a kezayis, and we know here the shear is a koseves. Amar Voshia, hishamer pen velo seuneh. Maybe he could have said this lashon. Be careful. No, don't seuneh. So Gemara says, hatlas asaran. But what, then he would have had three different isurin, because we know hishamer pen ve'alar aritzalosase. We would have thought even more than one isur. So what could you have said? So Amar Rav Chuna. Rav Chuna says, He shamer ba'osa ha'amira sha'amarti l'cha. Maybe you could have said, he shamer, be careful in the mitzvah that I told you. Right? What does that mean? You could have said an inui and then said the word he shamer somewhere else. He shamer is a lashon of losa say. Just like the Torah says, Hishamar benega hatzaras l'shamar bovalasos. Be careful about the laws of tzaras that I mentioned elsewhere. What was cut off in nega tzaras? So maybe that's what the it could have said. It could have said no answer given to this one. But this is the suggestion that the Gemara says. Again, it seems like a little not direct lashon, and maybe a lashon that the Gemara doesn't, the Torah doesn't say that often. But there's one other example. So that's what the Gemara says to answer Ish Lakish's point. Maybe the Torah could have used this lashon, but the Gemara does not answer this, right? Maybe because the answer is the Torah didn't want to say it in a lashon of don't. The Torah wanted to leave it as a command of do, inui. So maybe that's the other. Rish Lakish says there's no lashon the Gemara could have used. Right? Rav Huna here says I could have come up with a lashon. So how do you answer that? The Torah didn't want to use that kind of lashon for whatever reason. Start a little more. Tani Rabbi Fia lo yomar onesh b'malacha she'eino tzarech. You know, maybe I could have. The Torah didn't have to say in onesh regarding malacha on Yom Kippur because I could have learned it out. You see, lama mina'ini. I could have learned it out from the inui. Ma'ama ini akal inui, the affliction which is lighter. Meaning it doesn't apply anywhere else. It's the only day of the year that inui applies. So malacha, which is chamer, why is it chamer? It's also on Shabbos. So enodin, surely she chayavin alav kares. So hello. So you don't have to have the onesh mentioned. Hello, namar onesh b'malacha eli tinasar lefanav. So why does it say onesh? It teaches me the onesh to teach me that there's an azhara lefanav. So does this lefanav mean just conceptually? There has to be as Asara. The Kabbalah that says Lefanav here means the night. He uses this to Lefanav means before the day of Kippur, the night before. Ma onesh shenemer malacha asara lefanav. Just like an onesh that said by the malacha, there's an asara of onesh shenemer beinui asara lefanav. So the way the Kabbalah that reads this Gemara is that this is a makar for the night, right? That we learn just like there's an onesh by inui by malacha, which has an asara lefanav. So too when it comes to inui. You know what? Let's stop there for a minute by Reb Zeira. We're going to get into Gzeira Shava. There's also a big discussion here. Maybe we'll start with, we're going to learn an onesh based on a kavachomer. Isn't that a violation of ein onshin min hadin? Right? The sugya that comes up first off in Baba Kama and elsewhere. Maybe we'll pick up with that next time.